Elijah ain't dead. The hypocrites just scared. In due time, in due time, let me tell you about him. Straight out of Sandersville, Georgia. The seventh child born to his mother and his father. Grew up in a time where blacks had rare options. Not even 10 years old, already sharecropping. Working in the field at a real early age. Imagine a child quitting school in the third grade. There was something special about him they couldn't comprehend it. Became a man that would transform the course of the planet. Living in the South under racism and evil. From day one, he always had a love for black people. Fresh out of slavery, getting real truth was hard. Then in 1931 he was introduced to God. A man named Farad came and took the picture, taught him and made him a scholar of math, science and scripture. Plus the mind to shut down what the enemy did and debunk the lies of who they said the black man is. Elijah,
they didn't tell you I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice and equality to my people here in the United States of North America, whom Allah in the person of Pastor Farad Muhammad found here blind, deaf and dumb.
God knew the right person to deposit his message. When Elijah heard the truth, he was compelled to accept it. Came a minister of Islam and drew life from it. He was given the name Kareem, then later Muhammad. After 3.5 years, Farad was gone, and Elijah was left here to raise the nation alone. But not really, he wasn't alone. Quiet is kept, because the law still covered him and guided his steps. Then he raised up a nation who was blessed to come. At a time when black people got oppressed and hung, he taught us to do for self and stop begging for rights. Begging to drink from the same water fountain as whites. Cleaned us up from drug use and lying, cheating and stealing. Taught us how to eat to live and how to love our women. And that America was gonna be destroyed and how. And everything he wrote back then, we seeing it now. Elijah.
If I teach you that you and I should love each other as brothers, fight and die for each other as brothers,
scary leaders who consistently front. It's the reason he's never mentioned in Black History Month. Our consciousness went viral since his arrival. You can find him in the book of Malachi in the Bible. Him and his disciples are all over the book. You can find him in the Quran if you know where to look. You say you love Muhammad Ali and Malcolm too, but Elijah Muhammad taught them both all they knew. Every word you heard him speak, any wisdom they claim. Matter of fact, who you think gave them both their names? His son, Waruddin Farrakhan, the greatness of them. The spread of Islam in the West, you can trace it to him. In time, he made us strong, built schools and farms. Taught us about the mothership, baby planes with bombs. The messenger of Allah sitting at God's side, the exalted Christ. And oh, by the way, he's still alive.